Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Christopher Berger. The New Testament reading for today is written in Acts, the 14th chapter, verses 1 to 18. Now at Iconium, Paul and Barnabas entered together into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews and some with the apostles. When an attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to mistreat them and to stone them, they learned of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding country, and there they continued to preach the gospel. Now at Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth, and he had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and began walking. And when the crowds saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." Barnabas they called Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to offer sacrifice with the crowd. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard it, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying out, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the people from offering sacrifice to them. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the end of the earth." This promise was given by Jesus to the 11 disciples just before he ascended into heaven. Matthias had not yet been added to the apostles, Barnabas was not there, and Saul would soon be an enemy of the church, newborn of the Holy Spirit, 10 days after Christ's ascension to the everywhere present right hand of the Father. "You shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and even to the end of the earth." Here, in today's reading, that promise is being fulfilled. Jesus is here continuing to fulfill his promise by sending Barnabas, called to be an apostle by the church, and sent by the church to proclaim the gospel. Here, Barnabas is Paul's partner and a fellow worker in the gospel mission. Paul, formerly Saul, was not called by the church, but he was called by Jesus directly as he was on his way to persecute the newborn church in Damascus. Thus were these two apostles of Christ sent by the church to spread the good news of salvation through the forgiveness of sins, a forgiveness obtained by the self-sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, who shed blood purchases your redemption and the forgiveness of all of your sins, and even the sins of the world. Who would not receive this great gift of God? Truth be told, none of us would. Were it not for the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God and the sacraments to bring us into the saving faith of Christ and keep us safe in that saving faith through the same Word and the sacraments. Paul and Barnabas entered Iconium because their work had come to an end in Pisidian Antioch, many Jews and Gentiles having received the gospel good news with faith. But many more rejected them and their gospel of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. This is our default setting. Because we are sinners, our sinful nature constantly convinces us that we can do it ourselves. We can do it our way. The gospel is always opposed in this world by Satan, of course, by the world with all its fallen ways, and most sadly, by our own sinful natures. Paul and Barnabas could no longer work in Pisidian Antioch, so they moved on. That is what the gospel does. It moves on as the free gift of God that it is. They moved on to the mostly pagan town of Iconium, preaching first in the synagogue to the Jews and God-fearers, and then to the Gentiles. They worked patiently, preaching boldly, bearing witness of God's grace in Christ with signs and wonders. And when chased out of Iconium, they did not stop, but continued to preach the gospel in the cities of Lystra and Derbe. Here, the gospel was attacked as the miracle of God performed through Paul led the crowd to proclaim these apostles to be pagan gods. This was an attack on the apostles' pride, but in God-given humility, they tore their garments and restrained the crowd from giving sacrifices to them, giving the glory to God alone. Yes. The gospel is always opposed, but still, God sends it out. Who will receive it? In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in our bold proclamation of the gospel, give us humility to know that those who hear us hear you, and that those who preach and administer the sacraments stand in your stead and by your command. And that whatever fruit is produced through our work comes from your gracious hand. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.